Hello, boils and ghouls. It's your old pal, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And guess what, kiddies? You are now tuned in to PBD Horror Podcast. Pleasant screams.
Hey, what's going on? You're now tuned in to the PVD Horror Podcast. I'm Brandon, and I'm joined by my co-host Dave. Today, we have a special episode. We're going to be doing a review about a new film that just released and will be releasing soon in the UK on June 3rd, but it's called New Life. Dave, you want to sit there and take it on and let the people know what it's about?
Sure. So, New Life is written and directed by John Roseman. This is his first feature-length debut.
Stars this is his first film. Oh man, hey, it was great.
Hey Brandon, no bullshit. But first film, that's what I hear. It stars Sonia Walger. I recognize Sonia. I was just telling Brandon this off air. She was on a show back in the day called Tell Me You Love Me. But she's also in Lost. This thing I looked at said she was in Lost. I don't remember her character in Lost, but it's been forever since I've seen Lost.
I've never watched Lost at all, but I think there's a lot of seasons, though. There's a lot of seasons. What's that? Eight seasons?
Something like that. I was going to say seven or eight. Yeah. You got to get on Lost, man. Nah. Haley Aaron, who was in Pretty Little Liars and General Hospital.
Okay.
I don't recognize her, but that's good for her. And Tony Amendola.
Okay.
And he was in Annabelle.
Yeah. Tony, I've seen him in many films. This is one of the main actors that stood out to me from this full cast. So, you know, I think he did a good job in this film from the parts I had seen him in.
Yeah. And like, you know, the beginning of this film, let me just say what the film's about first. So the short synopsis of this film is a mysterious woman on the run and the resourceful fixer assigned to bring her in. They're two unique stories inextricably link as the stakes of the pursuit rise to apocalyptic proportions. The beginning of this film kind of sets the premise. It's all about like kind of tracking this, you know, young girl down. There's a lot of questions as you're watching, like, you know, why? I really don't know as I'm watching it for the first, you know, however long. But, you know, it's obvious that there must be a really intense reason that they are trying to track this young girl down. And they send the character played by Sonia Walger to get her. And Sonia has her own personal issues that you see as the film's going on. And, you know, I'll avoid spoilers. So a lot of this premise we really can't discuss too much. It's one of those films where as you're watching it, it takes time for the storyline to really play itself out for you to get all the full information of what is happening. But what you are aware of is obviously it's like kind of like a cat and mouse kind of situation, right? With a bunch of guys on computers and all these things popping up on the computers trying to track locations like they do in those kind of movies. And the girl's on the run trying to cross the Canadian border, and this resource agent is just trying to get her.
Yeah. Seen a lot of reviews and people that put out their two cents of the film and kind of like compare it a little bit to The Last of Us, you know? So if you're a fan of The Last of Us or even Resident Evil or anything like that, they kind of like compare those shows and movies to this film. So if you're into that subgenre or anything, definitely check out New Life. You know, I think it's definitely worth checking out. It's now also available on Apple or any other streaming service to rent or buy. So I would definitely recommend this film, you know, because I had a good time with it. You know, like Dave said, it's one of those films that kind of like take a little bit of time to take off. Yeah. But when it does, man, it definitely takes off. So,
yeah, like they say, it's, you know, the slow burn, but definitely fits. You know, again, when we were kind of dabbling and looking at other people's reviews of this, you know, a lot of people seem to resonate with that. Like, if you like slow burns, you're not going to mind the you know, the build that this film brings. If you don't enjoy slow builds, you are going to have to just be patient and allow the film to play out in order to get all the information. And you just have to, that's time. You just got to invest in the film. So don't give up. Plenty of twists and turns, plenty of information that's revealed throughout the film, keeps it interesting, gives it different angles, and goes in directions that maybe you wouldn't necessarily assume it's going to go. Yeah. And I really like that idea that, like, just by the premise alone, the trailer alone, you really don't know what this film's about.
No, yeah. Like you said, even the first 20 minutes, you're kind of still like, and then when you get to it, it's just like, okay. You know, and it's just like, there's so many twists and turns, like you said, but, you know, that's what makes this movie, you know? So for me, I enjoy films like this. So I recommend it.
For everybody that's out there complaining that movie trailers are too long and that, like, it gives away the whole film, here's your film. You do not know what's going on just by the movie trailer alone, except for this idea that this girl is being chased, you know, tracked down. So yeah, like Brandon said, I would definitely recommend it as well. Give it a watch. Yeah, it's a serious movie too. So, like, you know, if you're in the mood to watch something upbeat, that's going to, like, give you a smile, yeah, save this for a different day. This is one that you're going to, like we said, invest time in, you know, get ready for a slow burn, and just kind of, you know, it's a more serious film. So with that being said, if you're in the mood for those things, this is definitely a film to check out on your evening alone. With the candles and the wine.
Candles.
Don't forget the wine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm glad we got to check this out. This was one that really wasn't on my radar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you had kind of planned to watch this prior to getting the screener.
The trailer. Yeah, the trailer popped up before and I had seen it, and I had seen the poster. I think the poster art on this film is really cool. There's two different versions of it.
And, okay.
So there's one that kind of, like, resembles a video game. And then there's another one that kind of, like, it looks pretty cool. It's like two faces kind of, like, split apart. So,
So
there's two cool posters. So, you know, that's one of the main film. One thing that I always look for in the film when I first see it coming up on the screen or I want to check it out, the timing, you know, the poster art that pops out to you and grabs your attention. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
So this definitely, you know, was a film that I wanted to check out even before we got the screener. So
we can also probably drop the trailer so people can get a better idea of the film after hearing this. So go check out the trailer. But yeah, New Life, check it out. Rent it on VOD if you're in the UK, June 3rd. Yeah, that's about it.
All right,
everybody. Thank you for tuning in and hearing this quick review. We will talk to you later. Have a good night.
Take it easy.
Game over.